This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. is reporting more than 64,000 new cases of the coronavirus, a record daily high, filling up intensive care units and hospitals in the country's hard-hit West and South. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease official, is urging governors to delay their reopening plans in order to bring a halt to the surge in the virus. In an effort to stop the spread, the city of West Hollywood has initiated efforts to enforce a mask mandate. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Hey, sir, just to inform you, per government order, you're required to wear a face mask.
Patrols are out in force in West Hollywood, California, to make sure people have a face covering on. Edward Ramirez is a captain with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
We made the decision collectively with the city council, with the city manager and the public safety director, to step up the game a little bit and start to enforce the rules and regulations.
So if you don't want to put on a mask,
we don't want to give out citations. But for people who absolutely refuse to wear a mask, I can guarantee you they are going to receive a citation.
That will cost people $300 for the first offense, more than $500 for a fourth violation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 12 million global cases of the virus, and more than 3 million of those are in the U.S. The World Health Organization is launching an independent investigation into the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after some countries appear to have done a better job at tackling the outbreak than others. The WHO chief has said numerous times that global coordination is key to battling the pandemic. For more information on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.